It's time for Art Talk with Andrea from Savvy Art Marketer, the podcast all about being a successful independent artist. Advice, inspiration, and love letters to keep you not just motivated to make your art, but to share and sell your art in this crazy online marketing world. I'm Andrea Kendall, your host. Welcome. Today I'm going to be posing the question, why is it so damn hard to write about your art? You know the feeling. You're sitting down to write your artist statement or describe your work, this thing you've poured your heart and soul into, and your mind is blank, absolutely blank. Why does this happen? Well, to be honest, there's very little that's actually practical about making art. It requires our time, money, and dedication, and in return, what do we get? A painted canvas, a thrown pot, a huge impractical sculpture. Rarely do we get a return on this extensive financial, emotional, and physical investment. But we're compelled to do it anyway. We do it because we're passionate about it. We're driven by a force so strong that it's unexplainable. Passion is the compelling emotion that we have that drives us to create. And this is why it's so hard to put it into words. We're compelled to do something that's so impractical that articulating its purpose is really difficult. Why do you make art? What is the first thing that comes to mind? When recently I asked a group of artists this question, their answer was timidly and unanimously, because I have to. I don't feel complete if I'm not creating. And everyone was apologetic for not having a quote-unquote better answer. Now, there's some psychology going on here because culturally, we've been trained that stating something like this is rather self-indulgent. On Maslow's hierarchy of needs, art falls somewhere between love and belonging and self-actualization. Some even argue that art is beyond self-actualization and doesn't fit on the hierarchy at all. Culturally, unless what we do fulfills a need, it's hard to justify and explain why we do it. But for centuries, artists have been fulfilling an unexplained needs for themselves and their audiences. There's a word for this, duende. Originating from the flamenco dance culture of Spain, duende is the mysterious power of art to deeply move a person. Despite having no practical purpose, we have a deep need for this kind of experience. So in the absence of being able to articulate a practical purpose, what do we do then? We default to talking about what we do. We say things like, I paint landscapes in oil. I make sculptures out of found items. I photograph candid street scenes. We paint, we make, we draw, we photograph. Do you notice anything about these statements? They're all what you do. They don't say anything about why you do it. In marketing, there's a concept called start with why. And I encourage you to check out the TED Talk by Simon Sinek, who introduces this concept. And it's been floating around the web and in podcasts quite a bit lately. Start with Why states, people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. If you don't know why you do what you do, when you talk or write about your art, you'll not be able to connect with others. Now that we know this, we can do something about it. So that's good. If you've received some instruction or guidance on writing an artist statement, it was mostly something like this. Write out who you are, what you made, how you made it, and finally why you made it. Guess what? Nobody actually cares who you are until they feel connected with your work. I know that's really harsh, but it's true. The thing that's great about this is that the solution is simple. Just turn the framework inside out and hook them first with your why, your passion, and your purpose for your work. Connect with the duende of your art, what it is that moves you, what it is that will move your audience. Get in touch with that, and the words will flow.